The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Power of Women, featuring your host, Pamela Varcone. Insights and interviews to make you believe that together we can do anything. You'll be inspired by what you hear in the next hour. Here's the host for Power of Women, Pamela Varcone.
Welcome to Power of Women. I'm Pamela Varcone, and joining me today is Judy Smith. Judy is an award-winning poet, author, facilitator, speaker, and she is someone who helps women and people in general deal with some of the emotional inheritance that we get from our family. We're going to have a wonderful program with Judy today, and I hope that those of you who are with us are going to learn some very valuable information about how to heal yourselves. Judy Smith, welcome to the program.
Hi, Pam. Thanks for having me today.
Well, Judy, I think we should begin by familiarizing our audience with your very interesting background. You are from South Africa. You have almost kind of like a medical technical background. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I do. I started in South Africa as a medical technologist in the field of hematology, and then went to vascular technology and clinical technology with autotransfusion as well. And so I'm what they call a highly pedigreed mongrel.
Well, I do have to just digress for a moment because I must ask, what is autoimmune?
Autotransfusion.
Autotransfusion. What is that?
Autotransfusion is a very big word for a very small thing, and all that it means is if you have a patient who comes in, given all the communicable diseases we have these days, you want to be able to retrieve as much of their blood as you can if there's been a traumatic incident. So we take that blood, spin it down, purify it, and give them back their own blood, which is really helpful.
Oh, yes. So that would be very helpful in this day and age.
Absolutely.
Well, you have now come to the United States, and you are living here.
I am.
And you are not involved in medical technology anymore, not at least from the technical aspect of it. So tell us about that, how you got here to the United States, what brought you here, and tell us what you're doing now.
Actually, we were given an opportunity to come over more or less in the medical line. It was a piece of equipment that we brought over. But what wound up happening was one of those things that I'm sure many of your women can identify with. It's one of those pivotal moments. I'd been writing for years, and of course, many times, and again, your women will know this, the things that we do the best are the things we think don't count. So I'd been writing for a long time, but not paying it attention. My father was actually murdered here.
Oh.
And when we took him to the hospital, they failed him in every area they could have. And that was when it was very clear, you know what? No more medicine. It's time to look at maybe the whole soul instead of just the body as a number. And I switched. I'd been writing books at that stage, already had my poetry published, and was doing research for my fourth book because I write books like The Born Identity. And I came across what they call family constellations or emotional genetics, met one of the tops in the world, and he said to me, I'll help you with your book if you'll come and study my work. And I'm still waiting for help with the book, but I did study his work.
Well, that is a sad but fascinating story. So you came to, your family came to the United States, and your father was murdered here.
Yes, he was.
Oh, Judy, I'm so sorry. Well, you certainly, you know, the Eastern philosophies believe, of course, in the yin and the yang, that even out of the worst possible things that happen, there is some positive energy that emerges from that, and that the key to being able to survive this life is being able to find and latch onto that positive energy.
And I would so agree with that, except that I think I've gotten beyond surviving. Surviving's a little overrated. I like the idea of thriving, and you're quite right. You know, I found strengths I didn't know I had, but here's the kicker for me, and it's something that I teach all my clients to watch out for, especially those who've lost loved ones. We used to always collect pennies together when we moved here, because when we moved here, you move with nothing. You literally move out with your clothes and very little else, and we would always pick up pennies, my father and I, and the idea was that if you had a penny in your pocket, first of all, it says in God we trust, which is helpful. And secondly, you weren't broke. And the odd thing is that doing the work that I do now, and I do a lot of workshops and intensives around the country, I never have a workshop I go to ever without a penny suddenly appearing that I can pick up.
Mm.
So I'm pretty fortunate. I have a father who's around. And, of course, in this work, when I walk in, I never walk in to do the work without taking my entire family system with me. So I look way back to my grandparents and my father, and they all come in with me.
Well, that must be very reassuring to feel that way, to feel that they're with you like that.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, if the worst comes to the worst and it doesn't do well, I can always say it's them.
Yeah, there is that other side, isn't there? I just had the worst parenting. It's all their fault.
Absolutely. Except that I'd be lying because I couldn't have chosen better parents if I'd tried. I'm one of the lucky people.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, Judy. I feel the same way. I had absolutely wonderful parents, and I have often said that it was my childhood and their parenting that have gotten me through every dark moment I have had in my adult life.
And you're spot on, because that's absolutely true.
It's like a wellspring that I can go back to and refresh myself and become centered and go back out and face the world again.
Well, and of course, what you don't realize, and this ties into the emotional genetics, what we don't realize is that we have hidden patterns, some good, some not so good, but the good ones become our rocks.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because as I was looking at your website about emotional genetics, I was just absolutely fascinated. I ended up spending probably an hour on your website going through every single page. It is interesting how our emotional patterns seep through an entire family. Could you address that a little bit? I know our audience would really like to hear about this.
Absolutely, and it really, really does. This is something that we found over hundreds of thousands of documented cases. What we know is that we inherit our physical characteristics. What we don't always realize is that we also inherit the family emotional patterns. And what tends to happen in our emotional inheritance is that we have traumatic events like suicides, early death of a parent, a sibling, financial ruin, abortions, miscarriages. And these are things that, you know, traditionally we say, well, we don't talk about that. Let's not speak about that. Let's make nice and happy. Or it's so awful, we can't discuss it. There was such a terrible... Well, it's bad for us because when we do that, generally there's an exclusion of a family member. And the echo of that exclusion just keeps going down and down through the generations. And so we'll have somebody who says, you shouldn't get too happy because bad things happen. Well, it's an odd sentence. But if we trace it back three generations and find out that at a wedding, great uncle so-and-so dropped dead and the whole family was ruined, we begin to understand where it comes from. So we're very governed by systemic sentences more than we would ever believe. And I deal with a great many of women and a great many women's groups. And the first thing I say to them is, go and research your family history if it's available to you. See what it is that you're carrying. For many women, it's I'll do it like Mom, or I'll do it in your place, Mom, or I'll do it with you, Mom, or something that you couldn't look at, I'll look at. So we have four big dynamics, and we have no idea that they are even running us. We all think we have free will, and the answer to that is not so fast.
So some of these losses, some of these traumas that have occurred in families 1, 2, 3 generations ago can be affecting us today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have a number of conditions that express what's going on. We have self-sabotage, self-injury, chronic illness, depression, fear, anxiety, obesity is a big one. Autism, schizophrenia, addictions, eating disorders can all be symptoms of what's happened way back in the family system. And probably the nicest thing about the work I do is when we take a look at this and we show what patterns are operating, those patterns, once people address them, no longer have the hold that they did. So they, unlike our physical genetics, these are things we really can do a lot about.
Well, it comes down to the basics of identifying it and naming it. And once you've done that, once you've gotten it out of the closet, and you look it square in the eye, I guess it's easier to deal with whatever it is.
It's actually taking it one step further than that. You've summarized it beautifully, but there's one other step. It's, where did this come from in the beginning? Who is it? Because what we see is a systemic identification. That means that you, four generations down, may be struggling with something and living exactly like Great Aunt Sally, but Great Aunt Sally was the one we never spoke about, and so she became hidden. And what we've learned was when a family member becomes hidden, the system will keep looking for someone to represent that person until she's brought back into the system. So what I would do in that case is take the person and say, this is the sentence, this is where it comes from, this is what happened. And I would actually say to them, if your ancestor could speak, they probably would say something like, thank you for seeing me, but this belongs with me, it isn't yours. It's time you left it with me, and if you want to respect what happened, do it differently and speak of me.
Well, that is... that is just riveting, Judy. I'm sure there's not a person listening to this program that has not just gone on a historical journey back through their family and recognized exactly what you're describing. I bet you there is not a person listening to this who cannot identify some pattern or some person in their family who is hidden. That is just... I've almost got chills. We are going to discuss this further. We're going to ask Judy for some examples and for some assistance with how to break these patterns when we come back from break. This is Pamela Varcone. You are listening to Power of Women with Judy Smith, and we will be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Varcone. Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
When your car starts to gasp and sputter, you take it in for a tune-up. But what about when you get tired and need help? Sounds like it's time for a life tune-up. Simple, straightforward advice and techniques to help inspire and guide you in weathering life's challenges and finding your true purpose. Each week, Lauren and Shore Slocum will give you the tools to tune up your life in a way that's easy and fun. Stop making excuses and live your life. Tune in to Life Tune-Ups, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and tune up your life today. Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to pamela@powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. I'm Pamela Varcone, your host today, and we are having a fascinating program with Judy Smith. Judy is an award-winning poet, author, and she is a speaker and trainer for emotional genetics. This helps us to kind of decode our emotional inheritance. Judy, thank you so much for being with us today. When we went to break, we were talking about examples of how we can carry this emotional inheritance with us for generations. Please give us some examples of that.
Okay, and what I'm going to do is also say sometimes it's not just generations. Sometimes we have other dynamics where, here's a good example. We have a grandmother who loses her firstborn. What we've seen is that sometimes her daughter, out of a hidden loyalty, will lose her own firstborn. And then her daughter will lose her own firstborn. Or we may have a woman who has an abortion or a number of miscarriages. Out of a hidden pattern or hidden collusion with the one who came way before. And for a woman, this is a dangerous thing because we see so many women who've had abortions or multiple miscarriages or stillbirths, and we notice that they don't live well. They're actually drawn to those they've lost. And there are ways, of course, for us to turn that around, too many to even talk about now, but it's important. By like token, we also see, I have many women who say, I have children. I have one who died, and it was the elder one who died, and the younger one doesn't do well. And what happens is there's an inner sentence. The younger one says to the older one, if you couldn't have your life and live it fully, how can I live mine fully? And so we see that those children struggle. One of the nicest things to be able to do for those children is to say, instead of being so sad that you've lost one and feeling that draw to the one you've lost, put something around your neck that reminds you of them or a photo and take them with you everywhere for a while and tell them, you know what, I'm going to show you all the things you never got to see. And in that way, I'll keep you alive with me, not I'll be drawn to death in you. And so we find a number of ways for people to do really well rather than staying stuck. This entire emotional genetics is very much about doing better than the generation who came before you.
Well, this is just absolutely, I'm just fascinated by this. And so is our audience because we have our first caller. We have got Jane from Pennsylvania. Jane, are you there? Well, Jane, thank you so much for calling in. Please, what would you like to say to Judy?
Hi, Judy. 17 years ago, my father murdered my mother, and I was 27 years old. I'm now 44, and I'm in a place right now where I'm really coming out of the survival zone of all that and dealing with my father and the imprisonment and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm really in a place where I'm wanting my father specifically to take responsibility and to own what he's done in as present situations come up. I'm in such a place that I totally get all that you're talking about, and it's like there is like a stuckness or something. It's like something got inside of me through this experience, and I've been doing all kinds of stuff. I'm a born-again Christian, seeking all kinds of high-level information for my body, and I've done all kinds of things. I have adrenal gland exhaustion, and so I guess my question is, how do I move forward to really live my life and not feel like I have to impose upon other people to take responsibility for what they did? And
okay, it's a beautiful question, and it's a heavy question, and this is how it looks for you. You lost two people. You lost a father and you lost a mother. And that's very heavy for a child to bear. And in this family system, you are the child. For your father to be excluded, don't forget, if you have children and there is an exclusion will always repeat in a later generation. So really, the moving forward for you is to look at your mother and look at your father, and this is going to be difficult, but if you can hear this, it's going to really move you far forward. Mom, Dad, exactly as it is and as it was, I agree. Dad, this is your fate. This is what happened for you. You will always be my father, and there is a space for you in my family. Mom, I miss you, and there's place for you in my family. Both of you, this is too big for someone as small as me, because in this family, I'm just a child. With great respect, I leave this with both of you. I'll take the strength that you gave me, and I'll do well. And in that way, I'll make something good out of something terrible that happened. And you turn around and you feel both parents, because at one time before this, you had both. You feel the strength of both parents, and that's what you take. When I teach this, the one thing I teach is that everybody has a place, and everybody has to carry their own fate. And you as a child are trying to carry a fate that's way too big for you. So you very gently lay it back with them. You take the really good parts and you give each of them a place, and then you move forward and you do something that's going to really honor where you came from. And that's how you get to live a good life. People who come from circumstances like yours can often do extremely well because they begin to realize that the source and the site of their biggest trauma is frequently the source of their greatest strength, if they're willing to take it.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Jane, thank you so much for calling in, and I certainly appreciate your honesty and your
courage.
bringing us this situation.
And great courage.
Thank you. You know, it's amazing because you're really, it's amazing. I feel like I'm bucking up against the culture of my family, because there's just such that tendency, like you said, to not talk about it, to just keep it hidden, to keep it stuffed. And then there's all this acting out type of thing and using food and alcohol in my family and all kinds of stuff.
Because they're trying to fill the empty space. Instead of which, if you can give both of your family members their place and tell your children, this is what happened, and we're aware of it, and now we're going to do something really good. You see, I always say to people, heroes are born from these kinds of circumstances. These are the women we look at later and say, do you know what she managed to do? And these are the women who say, it happened, I agree, I still love them both, no matter what. It's not my place to judge them, that I'll leave to someone else, but I'm going to do something pretty darned amazing. But you need to talk about it, and you need to bring them both into the family.
Yeah, it's amazing, though, because a situation like this should be given to a family where they're healthy and they're taught how to communicate pain and hurt. But when you don't have those tools, you are certainly bucking up against the system, because I've had to learn these tools.
You're drowning.
I've had to learn how to talk through and work through and put words to some of these things instead of acting out.
Absolutely.
And so...
Absolutely. And you know something, if there are eating problems, I want you to remember this, it's really important. What you cannot take with your soul, you're taking into your body.
I know.
So what you want to do is say, I don't need to do this. Mm. I can have both of you in a really good way, because there was a whole lot before this happened. And I can keep you both precious exactly as you are. And I can fill that space with the good stuff. And so now I don't need to do that eating thing anymore, because I have you both.
Yeah.
And he really will get to do his own responsibility thing. You need to stay small, because by being big and saying, I want him to take responsibility, you lose your father again by being the parent.
Mm.
Just stay the child.
Mm-hmm.
That's for him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jane, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Judy, thank you for the very insightful answer. We are right up against the break. Jane, many blessings. Please take care. And Judy has a website. Judy, would you like to give the website? And then perhaps Jane can come to one of your workshops or something. How could Jane reach you?
With pleasure. I'm available from www.emotionalgeneticsoneword.com.
All right, and we are going to break. This is Power of Women, and we will be right back. Please stay with us.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Varcone.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Son, we got to talk about drinking.
I know.
I don't want you touching alcohol till you're old enough.
Yeah, I know, Dad. It's not a big deal.
Don't yeah, I know me, okay? And it is a big deal. Underage drinking is just stupid.
Yeah, well, why'd you do it?
Look, I did it because we didn't know what we know now. Alcohol affects kids differently, okay? When kids drink, it's more dangerous. And you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
Look, son, I'm trying to help. I've seen what it does. I mean, you may think you can handle it, but when you drink, it screws up your judgment. Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela at powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. I'm Pamela Varcone, your host, and we're on the air today with Judy Smith, award-winning poet, author, and facilitator for emotional genetics, recoding our emotional inheritance. And before we went to break, we had just a heart-wrenching phone call from Jane, whose father had murdered her mother, and she was trying to extricate herself from that emotionally. Judy, that was such a story, and you handled it so beautifully. Thank you. It makes you realize how many people out there are in pain.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I think I realize more and more is how many people have tremendous courage. You know, I have many clients who come to me a little bit like Jane and say, I'm a mess, I'm weak. And my response to that always is, you're a little way off beam. If you're looking, you're not weak. It's the strong ones who are willing to look. So we need to be a little bit careful about the way we judge ourselves. And of course, then the other thing that I was saying was, we tend so much to gravitate towards pain. I think we've been conditioned to look at what doesn't work. This work very much has a look at what may not be working, and then we teach people to move from what is to what's possible. And that's probably one of my favorite things to do. We see people with really heavy situations and then look at them months later, and they're doing all the good things they should be doing. They've listened. They've taken the systemic sentences and said, I'm going to honor my family system by doing better.
That point that you just made about what is possible, I think, is so important. Whenever I do lecturing to a group of women, or I'm doing a keynote address, I talk about hope and gratitude. And those two things are two of the most important things I think we can carry inside of ourselves. We need to have some sort of belief in possibilities, that there is a possibility out there to be happier, to have a better life. When we don't believe that there's possibilities anymore, when we give up hope, everything is black.
Absolutely. If you've done that, you're stuck. I would reverse your two words and say gratitude first, because when we can say thank you to our parents, no matter how little it is that we think we can take from them, when we can say thank you for the gift of life, when we can say thank you for giving me what you could despite all sorts of circumstances, and when we can agree to take the strength from our parents, the sky is the limit, really.
Yeah, I think even the quote unquote worst set of parents, and there are certainly some people out there who do not have good parenting skills. They have very little to give. But
as a child of a parent like that, I think that's an important message, Judy, to turn and look at what they did give, because everyone gives something.
Absolutely. And you know, Pam, there's another thing that's really important. When you're one of those children who haven't had parents that you feel are wonderful, often people will say, I had the worst mother and the worst father. And again, I often say to them, please go and look at the histories of both of those parents. See where they came from. And if you can, very quietly, stand in the footsteps of each one and look at what they had to contend with. And then realize that it's not personal and it's not about you. They're simply operating the best way that they know how. And it may be really limited. But they've given you what they can. And sometimes that may even mean Daddy was around once and Daddy went. He still gave you the gift of life. When you can take that, you can start moving forward.
Judy, when you work with groups, I know that you do workshops. Are your workshops open to the general public, or are they privately sponsored by organizations? How would someone come to hear you? How would someone interact with you?
I do groups for private, but I do many that are open to the public. I do a number of intensives. Those are 4-day intensives where I teach counselors, therapists, ministers, all of that sort of thing. But generally, I'm open to the public, and I do 2-day workshops that they can attend. And they go to that via my website, which we spoke about a little earlier.
Oh, please give the website address again.
Sure. www.emotionalgenetics.com. I speak all around the country to women as well, because, you know, one of the other things that we found is that women in business have dynamics that are peculiar to them, reasons for succeeding or not succeeding. So I speak to them a whole bunch, because I sit with, let me have a look, I would guess close on 22 dynamics that tell us why women will or will not succeed in business. And they're pretty easy to master. Once you know what you're looking for and you've figured your bit of that out, it's easy for you to turn around and say, got it, moving forward.
Judy, can you give us an example of that? Because our audience is comprised a great portion of businesswomen and professional women and entrepreneurs. So can you give us an example of that?
Absolutely. There are a couple of really good ones. One is the first thing for any woman who is really stuck. She seems to not be able to move forward in that business. The first question I'll ask her is, how well do you do with your mother? Because we know our mother is our flow, our currency, and our source of life. If we don't do well with her, we sometimes struggle in business. So when we're struggling with mom, we may want to look at handling that relationship. Of course, my favorite is women will frequently say to me, I'm never going to become like that woman. She's cranky, irritable, miserable, and highly strung. And then I say, please tell me what you're like. Describe yourself. Well, on occasions I can be cranky, irritable, miserable. So what we reject, we may become. And then, of course, there are the family messages, the hidden messages. I had a woman who's really smart, and she said, I cannot enjoy financial wealth. So I said, okay, tell me about rich people. And she said, well, we know in our family that rich people lie and cheat. You know, those filthy rich people, and that money is the root of all evil. And I said to her, well, given that and your loyalty to your family system, how do you think you're going to succeed? And when we go back in her family system, we see that members of her family were cheated 3 generations ago. And those were the sentences that came out. So really, when you're sitting with a stuckness, go and listen to the sentences that come up for you. And then go and have a look and see who in your family speaks those words. Because you're carrying them.
That's a really important point, Judy, that I want our audience to understand. that there are patterns, there are sentences, there are descriptions that come down through generations that we can look for to help us identify these patterns. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. These are what we call systemic sentences. And systemic sentences are really important. If you look at your family, there are things that everybody says. Good girls are seen and not heard. Women belong in the kitchen. Women support their men. Women stay in the shadows. Have a look and see which of those operate in your system, because they're there. If you hear very, very odd and peculiar language, you want to pay attention. I had somebody who said to me, I'm a woman who has money. I don't spend it much, and I won't use that filthy money, and by the way, I incinerated my wedding rings, which is a little extreme. But when we go back and look at hers and we trace it back, she's a Holocaust survivor, or child of a Holocaust survivor, rather. And so the sentence goes all the way back to the Holocaust. These are things that we trace, because those sentences sound radical, but they rule us and they stifle us. And they're outdated, and somehow we haven't outgrown the outdated sentence, and so we're stuck. We haven't given up on that sentence that came from three generations back. What I'm saying to people is, have a look, see where it is, and now guess what? Really honor your family system by creating a sentence that fits you and fits you successfully, and then teach it to your children.
Can you give us an example of a successful sentence?
Absolutely. Look at us. All the girls in this family do well. We all take good care of ourselves. We're outgoing. We're smart. We study hard. And look at how successful we are. Because when you start telling your girls that as a woman, guess what? The opposite is also true. If I say, if a daughter sees a mother suffering, her inner sentence is, Mom, so that you don't have to do it alone, I'll suffer too. It's a heck of a lot nicer when we're seeing a daughter who says, my mom is so smart, I better pull up my socks and me too. Much better idea. So we really can teach our children, we can embed hidden sentences that code a successful family.
I would presume, and we only have 1 minute till break, Judy, but I would presume that would be, this could be very key in diseases like bulimia.
Oh, yeah, I need to speak to you about that when we come back, because there are really strong dynamics for eating disorders.
Yes, I would imagine as I was listening to you, that picture was just really painting itself before me. I can see how this mother-daughter dynamic and these embedded sentences could have a huge effect on eating disorders and obesity on the other side of that coin.
Absolutely. Obesity is one of my favorite things to tackle.
All right. We're going to tackle it when we come back from break. This is Pamela Varcone. You are listening to a wonderful Power of Women program, and we will be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Barconi.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
I am.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp. Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Barconi. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela at powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. This is our final segment with Judy Smith, and I wish we had another hour. Judy, when we went to break, we were just addressing, you were just addressing the issue of anorexia and bulimia and eating disorders, obesity, and how these can be so affected by our patterns. Could you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Absolutely. There are a number of patterns that affect us, but what it looks like is this. In anorexia, we frequently see that there is a break in the family, and in anorexia, often the father is missing. And the child's inner sentence is, I'll disappear in your place, Dad. And of course, the solution for that, if Dad's available, is for Dad to be available to that girl so that she doesn't have to disappear. In bulimia, we find there are two things. Obviously, it's I want to live, I want to die, I want to live, I want to die. But we also have sometimes, in a bad divorce situation where mom doesn't say, but is very quietly obvious about the fact that the child needs to take only from her. So the child will eat from her and then throw up to be loyal to Dad so that it's taking both parents. In obesity, there are too many dynamics to even begin to discuss, but one of the biggest ones is that when I don't take my parent, when I reject my parent, what I won't take with my soul, I will take into my body to fill the hole. Or if we have a mother who is in a bad situation and cannot give to the child the nurturing it needs, it uses food to nurture instead of the emotional support that it needs.
Well, this is just the most amazing information. I would imagine that, like myself, there are many women listening who can identify. They know someone, they have a girlfriend, they have someone in their family that you just completely described the situation. It's amazing. And I would presume that somewhat the opposite is true for obesity. Obesity also has patterns.
Absolutely. Obesity probably has 29 different possibilities of its own.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, since we are in our final segment, I do want to cover something that I think our audience really should hear, and that is how patterns affect corporate culture, not just individuals, but can infect entire organizations.
For sure. What we see in patterns in families sometimes look like this: sad mothers, sad daughters, angry fathers, angry sons. In business, we often see employees and customers suddenly leaving. Internal power struggles, sabotage, drop in sales, crippling stagnation, departments that don't keep their staff, specific positions that have to be continually filled. And what we found is that many of the dynamics that operate in families operate in corporate culture too. In fact, recently on Time magazine, there was a thing about pattern awareness recognition and how we, whether we like it or not, we take our families to work with us. So when we have overbearing father at home, we tend to have overbearing boss. Or when we suddenly find two heads of department bickering like babies, better be aware that you probably have bickering siblings. Hidden bosses, somebody at home who manipulates the family system will be the same hidden boss at work who manipulates the work system. So what I do is, and this work as is of course also known as family constellation work, what I do is I go into the corporate culture or the groups, have a look at which dynamic is involved, where it's playing, and then again we show what is using live representatives, because all of this work is highly experiential. We use live representatives and we show them what is, and then with a slight tweak we show them what's possible. So at all times you're shifting the image. You're shifting the inner image from what is to what's possible. But instead of trying to think about it, you get it in the gut, and getting it in the gut allows it to solidify and settle for you, which is so much more effective. I think it's Tony Robbins who says, without the emotion, there is no retention of information, and this we know.
Well, that's why good speakers and good facilitators and presenters know that one of the best way to get your point across is to tell stories.
Absolutely, and in this we don't just tell stories, we show stories. We show everybody's story, but we also give it to them so that they can own it, so that it really goes bang. And that's why we use three-dimensional, or what we call dimensional mapping. Dimensional mapping means you get it because you've seen it and it's yours.
Do you have a very quick, without, of course, any identifying factors, do you have just a very quick success story of a corporate pattern that you've been able to kind of undo?
Gosh, there are probably a number of them. One I would say is, yes, actually there is. You will find in family businesses, in fact, in all businesses, and your businesses want to watch for this. If we have a department at the bottom that seems to really be struggling, I'll usually have a look further up in the system, and we've seen this happen, where in the businesses we had a junior department that was struggling, but what they were actually showing was that they were a symptom of an executive department that were doing exactly what they were doing. So once we could show that the executives had the same dynamics, the junior group were free to relax. They were simply like in this work, we always say, children are the symptoms of what's happening in the system. Employees, juniors, are symptoms of what's happening further up in the system. And so that's how we use it.
Well, this is just absolutely fascinating information. I think, Judy, that you have probably brought more valuable information to our audience today on both a personal and a professional level. I'm just really thrilled with what we've been hearing here. Please tell our audience again how they can reach you and where they can find out about your workshops and get more information and get in touch with you.
Sure. They can get hold of me at www.emotionalgenetics.com, but they can also reach me at 903-312-5196.
Well, that is very helpful. We have 1 minute till close, so let's leave the audience with what you think is probably the most important takeaway that they can have from this conversation. If someone is in pain, if feels they have some sort of a family pattern that they need to decode this emotional inheritance, what is one or two of the most important things they can do?
find out your family history, look at who's been excluded, give them a place in your family history, and bring them into your family rather than trying to join them. And finally, as I know your ancestors would all tell you, do better than me.
Well, that is supposed to be the American dream, is for each generation to do better than the generation that came before. And as someone who came here from another country and experienced a terrible trauma yourself, you have been a wonderful example, Judy, of someone who is living exactly what you are teaching, making a wonderful life for yourself and breaking that terrible pattern of pain and violence that you experienced. I am so very grateful to you for being with us today. This has been a wonderful program, and quite frankly, you have been very helpful to me personally. I experienced a personal tragedy, the loss of a child, a number of years ago, and I have listened to you not only with the interest of a radio host, I have listened with the interest of a grieving mother. And I thank you very much for being with us today, Judy Smith. You have been absolutely wonderful. This is Power of Women, and we will be back next Thursday. We hope you'll join us then. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you again for joining us on Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. Please tune in again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on the Voice America Variety Channel. Make it a powerful week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.